این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن می کند.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allah, ya Allah, subhanallah. Allah, ya Allah, walhamdulillah. Allah, wa la ilaha illallah. Allah, ya Allah, wallahu akbar.
All powers who wanted to attack us from all around. If they are not able to corrupt the inside and the nation stays united and the government is within the nation and the nation is with the government and all the government bodies are united with one another in serving Islam, in this service to the people, which is the biggest service to Islam. Serving agriculture is the biggest service to Islam. Serving the rest of the jobs that the people are in need of is service of Islam. When we are decided on serving Islam, the blessed and almighty Allah will not leave us alone.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. Welcome back to IRIB English Radio. This is the Spring of the Truth, and I am Bita, the host of today's episode. And I have the pleasure to be here to actually analyze some ethical and practical points from the viewpoint of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh. And we're going to start with this sentence, that the prophets have been appointed for the sake of humanity, for making true human beings. The books of the prophets are to turn human beings into true human beings. The Holy Quran is the book of true human beings. So as you know, we're living in a world that is full of beautiful words, like freedom of speech, like humanity, like freedom. And the point is, they are using these beautiful words in order to make their empty meanings more beautiful and more acceptable. But the point is, humanity and responsibility is defined specifically in Holy Quran, which I'm going to elaborate it based on the perspective of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh. Islam teaches that human beings are born in a state of purity, as well as with a natural moral sense that enables one to differentiate between what is good and what is not. Prophets of God were sent to humanity to perfect good conduct in order to bring to fruit the seeds of virtue that actually reside in the original human nature. As we grow, we are able to make decisions which foster these seeds or shun them. Although the instinct of morality exists in humanity, worldly realities often make choosing right over wrong difficult.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi
sallallahu alayhi.
The Quran praises those who choose to sharpen their moral sense, and it condemns those in whom it has become so dull that the ugliness of sin becomes beauty in their eyes. Each individual is accountable to God for the path he or she chooses. And it reminds me of this beautiful verse of Holy Quran that we showed and disclosed the right path for human beings. He is responsible for choosing the right or wrong path. As we see, there is a specific meaning for humanity which is rich and nourished in Holy Quran. And humanity is far different from what is called humanity nowadays in social medias and in superficial groups and schools of thought. So let's end our episode with this beautiful verse of Holy Quran. And certainly, we created man, and we know what dark suggestions his soul makes to him. For we are nearer to him than his vein.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Ruhani Khomeini, Khomeini, Ruhani Khomeini. every night and every day. Never forget to say La ilaha.